Lil has a surprise for you. Puckers her face like she sucked the lime out of a sour candy, spiking tongue's ridged root. I ask her if I die by choking, by drowning, food poisoning, an accident, by his hands or mine. She flutters her lashes at me. They whisper, "Do you really want to know?" I do and I don't, and I wilt down to inhale the chemical scent of cinnamon from the blue rose pinned to her 70s marigold lapel. Petals frayed, as if she's ripped a single fabric bloom from a craft store bouquet just to taunt me with her secrets, shut closed, casket tight. Trust me, you don't want to see this. I think of my funeral. I think of my grave. I think of a single wilted rose. I ask her if I die alone. She stuffs her right hand into her pocket as if to bury me, pulses her left into a fist. She knows I want to die loved and seen, skirt of her dress licking night's pupil like a flame. I die unheard. I trace retinas down to the tailored darts of her bodice, feel caged, feel suffocated. I am washed back to choking, back to waterlogged spleen, lung scraped salt raw, back to wondering if the coroner will tweeze peach silk pillowcase fibers from my right nostril's crumbling back wall. She marches her feet in place to stampede the unknowable from amygdala. Nothing warns me of the bird's tangerine beak, yellow talons hooking me at the shoulders, the killer masked by the face of my father, arms tied and bent back. Body washed up violet and cyan on the logger's rugged shore, but it's all there, in the scream of her dress, concealed fist, palmed SOS, blue boutonniere with ragged edges I cannot unbend elbows to grasp.